They've been feasting on what we heard last Sunday. Blessing. Nothing like the Word of God. 2 weeks ago, best I remember, I believe I preached on the love of God. I believe God wants me to share this morning, simple as it is, and as wonderful it is, and as unspeakable as it is, the gift of God. God's gift. You know, before we read this, God gave us His Son. Amen. That's what it said in Romans 8:32. God spared not His own Son to give Him up for us. How shall it not with Him freely give us all things? The greatest gift that ever been is the gift that God gave us. Gave us His Son. And you know what? And through that, His gift of eternal life. You know, and also, you think about this. I'm going to have probably time to get into this morning, but I'm going to say this, full of it. All through the scripture, particularly in John 17, John 10, did you know that God gave us as a gift unto the Son? That ought to make you shout. Thine they were, He said. What Jesus said. Thou gavest them Me. So when you're talking about gifts in the Bible, immediately there's spiritual gifts, there's gifts, gifts, gifts. But we're a gift. You know Jesus said He's manifesting Himself unto them that Thou gavest Me out of the world. You ever wonder why you can't get the world out of somebody? You ever wonder why you can't get somebody to love God? They had that new nature experience. Difference. So thank God for His gifts. You can think about it. The Bible said every good and perfect gift cometh down from where? Above. From the Father of lights. Everything that you have, every bit of the air that you breathe, food that you partake, everything, if you'll just stop and think about it. I was even reading, I didn't have time to look back and get all of it. I was reading some of the scripture talking about how that the Son was a gift. The Son, not only the S-O-N, but the S-U-N, is a gift from God. Life in itself is a gift from God. Right? The Lord what? Gave. What did Job say? The Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gives life, and then He takes it and carries them home with Him. So everything that you think about is a gift. But mainly we'll deal this morning, let's go to the fourth chapter about this wonderful, marvelous, glorious salvation that God has so wondrously given us. Hallelujah. John chapter number 4, St. John. It's about the woman at the well.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Look in verse number 4. Begin reading to John 4:4. And He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh He to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, named near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, after being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the ninth, about the sixth hour. Now cometh a woman of Samaria, to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For disciples were going away to the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if I knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said unto thee, come to me to drink, come, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh the water that this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him. Yes. A well of water springing up unto everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and whom thou now hast is now not thy husband, in that sayest thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in the mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, thou coming when ye shall neither in the mountain nor in the Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. For thou cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he's come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am me. Notice what he said in verse number 10. If thou knewest the gift of God, would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for your love and mercy. We're grateful, Father, for your eternal word. We ask your blessings upon it this morning. I pray it speak to us and through us. Blessed God, we could just be a channel. Our Father, from heaven's glory and grace, you'd speak to our hearts this morning. Let your word go forth and accomplish that that's pleasing to you. Yes. Have your way in every heart, in every life. Let not one leave here this morning without you. Oh, God, we pray, reveal yourself unto us.
Yes.
And Lord, we'll ever thank you and praise you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. If I knewest the gift of God. It sounds like a gift, don't it?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. God's gift. Thank God for it. He said, if you knew the gift of God, and he said, if you knew something else, who it is that's talking to you, said this unto you, thou would ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. Yes. You know, a lot of times, people just like this woman here is ignorant of the things of God. Ignorant of the fact that this salvation is a gift from God. They think they can buy it. They think they can earn it. Think they've got to get good enough to receive it. But I want to tell you something about this salvation. It's free. Thank God it's free. It's been paid for on Calvary nearly 2,000 years ago. The Bible said in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, you can have it. You know what Jesus said? If you know who is talking to you, you could ask of him, and he said, I would have given it to you. Thank God, eternal life and salvation is, I'm telling you, is a gift from God. Thank the Lord that it is. Hallelujah. It's a said the other day, if we waited till we loved God before we ever loved us, we'd have been up the creek, no sailors without a paddle. We'd been lost still today. But he loved us before we ever loved him. And his grace and his goodness is a gift from God. You know, the Bible said, by grace are we saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God too. Did you know some people brag about the faith? You can't brag about it. Listen, Apostle Paul said he didn't boast in nothing. He just gloried in nothing but the cross. Because there's nothing else you can glory in. We saved by grace through faith. And the Bible said that not of yourselves. That's a gift of God too. Every time you turn around, you're seeing the gift of God. Grace is a gift of God. Faith is God's gift. And salvation is a gift of God. And eternal life. He said, if you know who's asking you, this living water is a gift from God. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Well, you can have it. It's free. It is. First thing I want to say about this gift, it's unspeakable. I can't even ever begin this morning to tell you how wonderful it is. Unspeakable. That's what he said. I think that was in 2 Corinthians 9:15. Let's see if you did. See what it says there. Thanks be unto God. Or thanks be to God for this unspeakable gift. Look at it. 2 Corinthians. Is it 9:15? Yes, it is. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Yes. Hallelujah. Sorry if I don't explain it too good this morning. That's why. Hallelujah. You can't tell it how good it is. But I'm telling you, Jesus said if he knew. He said if he wasn't ignorant of this woman, the whale didn't understand to start with, but thank God she got a drink of it. And he said this, he said if you knew the gift of God, how that God's gift is his gift, this unspeakable gift is, amen, but it's an undeserving gift. You can't deserve it. It's nothing you can work for. It's undeserving. But God has paid the price. You can't tell it like it needs to be told. You can't explain it like it needs to be explained. It's just God's marvelous, wonderful gift. Sometimes you try to give somebody something, they're a little bit lurid. Same way with the salvation. It's free. It's a gift. You remember in Romans 5? I read it, didn't really get in it, but about six times, I believe it is, in the middle, about middle way on Romans, fifth chapter, I read it 2 weeks ago. You know what it says? Gift, free gift. Gift, gift, gift. Free gift. Yeah, it's God's free gift to fallen men. And he's got it for you, and you can have it by the asking of it. That's what he said. He said if you'd known who it was. He said if you knew the gift of God, and you knew who it is talking to you, he was God's gift to us, and we're, listen, God's gift to him. And he is the one that said if he knew who I was talking to you, you could ask heaven, and he said I'd give it to you. I tell you something else he said. He said, I'm going to give you a drink of this water. She said, I want some of that water. What does water do? Water quenches the thirst. You can't quench it with salt water. There's people been out on the ocean. They better catch them some rainwater. They don't ever quench the thirst. Never live on salt water. That's what a lot of people are trying to do now, trying to live on the wrong water. It's not living. Salt water is good for a lot of things, but it's not good to drink. But Jesus said, I'm going to give you some living water. Not dead. Well, some people actually think they got some kind of stale water. Hallelujah. You know what he said? What kind of water he's going to give us? Living water. It's like a spring bubbling up.
Yes.
You know we got a spring on our place over there? It's way down there in the ditch. We've been there about almost 50 years. You know, I've never seen it go dry. Now, when it gets real dry, it may not run very far. Maybe stop before it gets into the church. But when it's any, you know, normal year, it's running way on down, running on down the bottom. But you know what? Jesus said, I'm going to give you some living. What does water do? Quenches the thirst. And Jesus said, if you drink this water out of this well, it quenches the thirst, but you'll get thirsty again. He said, I'm going to give you some water that you won't thirst no more. It'll satisfy you. Yeah. Have you got a drink of it this morning? Have you got a drink of the living water? It satisfies. Thank God. It satisfies like you've never seen before. Amen. You know something else about this gift? Not only is it, you can't tell it, not only is it unspeakable, it is unlimited. Plenty of it. And it never comes to an end. It's eternal and everlasting. Hallelujah. What Jesus told them, my sheep hear my voice, John 10. I know them, they follow me. I give them to them eternal life and they shall never perish. Thank God, I'm so glad for eternal life. I'm so glad. He said, I give it to them. It's a gift. Eternal life is a gift. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing to receive that God has prepared and made provisions for and went to the cross for that you can have eternal life.
Amen.
Someone asked a little boy one time, said, have you found Christ? He said, no. He found me, said he weren't lost. I said, oh, that's a pretty good answer. He knows where you are too. He knows where I am. If he knew the gift of God. You know what? I read it a while ago. You know what? She said to him, said to Jesus about the well. She said, this is Jacob's well, you know. Said, are you greater than Jacob? He didn't say this to her, but I was thinking about it. He could have said this. He could have said, yes. You know what else he could have said? He says, yeah, I didn't want to wrestle with him that night.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he?
Yes, sir.
He said, he could have said to him, I'm greater than Jacob. I wrestled with him that night. You know, he did. He wrestled with him all that night. And he even got his thigh out of socket.
Yes.
And he had a limp right on.
That's right.
He could have said, yeah, I'm greater than Jacob. And he is.
Yes.
Well, he said before Abraham was, I what?
Am.
He's always been. He's greater than Jacob. He's greater than Abraham. He's greater than all. He's God manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah, he is. Thank God. And he said if you just knew the free gift, you could accept it. If just for the asking and for the receiving it.
Yes.
You can have it.
Hey.
What's he saying? It's unpurchased. You can't buy it. You know what's good about his salvation? You know what the Bible said, the poor have the gospel preached to them. There's no cost to the gospel. And if you ever try to put a price on it, you ever try to charge for it, that's wrong. But I'm telling you, the gospel's free. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Because you know what? This is what comes to me just as I was meditating yesterday. You know what happened? What would happen? If there was a price on it, it'd be so high. Nobody could obtain it. I've heard on the news where they was had some women robbers or thieves that was luring men somewhere other than robbing them. You see that? And one of them had a $50,000-$60,000 watch. He got it. I thought to myself, how in the world, why would anybody want to pay that much for a watch? Paul wouldn't even run on me. But it was on the news. I was already thinking about this right here. Well, it'd be so high, as poor folk couldn't. I'm just saying, if you had to pay what it's worth. Okay? Following me? If we had to pay what this salvation's worth, hey, listen, we could pond our money together here this morning, and it wouldn't be an ounce of it. Listen, wouldn't be nowhere about what its value is. That's why God said it's free. Thank God for the redemption. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb, because I'm telling you, we'd never, never, never be able to pay the price that it's worth. That's why Jesus went to Calvary, satisfied the demands of a holy God. I'm telling you, and he paid the supreme sacrifice, and he's got something to give you.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. So I don't have to worry about it. By the way, a man gave me $20 for an offering yesterday. I'm putting it in there right now for if we get it. Amen. God's on the throne, Pope.
Oh, yeah.
If I knew the gifts of God, and if you knew who it was, he said to us, saying it, he's God's gift to us. Eternal life's a gift. Grace is a gift. Faith that we believe is a gift from God. I don't see where we can put anything in there that we can claim. You get to heaven, you ain't going to be able to sit there and say, oh, look what I've done. Look how I succeeded. Look how I did this and I did that. No, we're going to all fall down at the feet of our wonderful Lord and say, thanks be to Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful, marvelous grace. If you knew the gift of God. Let me ask you a question. God gave you. Jesus said he manifested himself, not to the world. But you know who he's manifested himself to? Ones that God's given him. That's what it's saying. God has given him what a gift.
Yes.
I like to shout it when I got to reading that and thinking about that. You mean God gave me to the Son?
Yes.
What is he saying? Lord. I can't believe, you know, you give me to your Son. But he did. Whew. Thank you, Lord. If you knew the gift of God. What did he say in John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God for his gift that he's given us.
Yeah.
Brother Joe Parson was giving somebody something one time. He said, what can I do with it? He said, it's yours. Do what you want to with it. God gave me to the Son. You know what he's doing with me? Conforming me into his image. You know what? He's working on me. He's not through yet. And he won't be till he get home. Amen. He's working on me every day, but you know what he is? I'm glad, glory to God, that he hadn't give up on me. God, you gave me something. You give me eternal life. Don't shout, man. Hallelujah. You know what? Somebody just come down here a minute. You know what? God's so good, ain't he? If he just knew. If he just knew.
Yes.
The gift of God. Amen. God's gift. Amen. He said, but whosoever drinketh this water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Satisfied, satisfied. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him. Not around him, not outside of him, not beneath him, but in him.
Yes.
You know what's wrong with most people, a lot of people today? Hadn't got some in them yet.
Right, right.
But he said, I'm going to give you a drink of the living water. I'm going to give it to you. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. You can't pay a price for it. I'm going to give you something. It's going to get inside of you.
Amen.
And said, it's going to spring up.
Yes.
Spring up, oh soul. Hallelujah. And glorify the wonderful name of the Lord.
Yes.
This water's living. It's a spring. It's pouring forth. It's bubbling up. It's in our soul. I'm telling you, it's alive, thank God. And it's shooting up.
Right.
It's living. It's alive. It is in us. Well, you do know our bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. Spirit of God living in us for the glory of God. Be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Yeah.
Not stale water, but living water. It's a spring. Amen.
Yes.
Did you know when we was just young'uns, it got real dry in the 50s, if you remember it. Some of you wouldn't remember, but I mean, if you was here, you remember it. My daddy knew where a spring was. The spring was still there. Got a big old bulldozer come in there. Dug us a pond. That's how dry it was. I mean, it had a bottom of it. You got down to the clay. That spring was just big around like that. Did you know? That pond is still there and it's had water in it. But when we was young, as we get in there and go swimming, and you could step down in where that hole was, you saw some of the coolest water bubbling out there. It's never been dry since. But it's bubbling up. And God said he'd put the spring, he'd put that living water in us to bubble up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Dead. No life. Fresh water.
Yes.
Spring water.
Hey.
Cool. Refreshing. Water.
Yes.
Amen. You know what it's springing up into? Temporary life?
No.
Everlasting life.
Yes.
Whew. Thank God for it.
Yeah.
Well, listen to what she said then. She said, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water.
Yeah.
That I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Said, give me that water. He'd already told her, if you knew who this was, it's talking to you. And the gift of God, if you knew who it was, I'm telling you what said you could do. You can ask and receive. He said you can ask and you can receive. Amen. She did. You know what? She forgot about her water pot.
Yes.
Come running back to town. You know the first thing she did? She ran on back there, told some of them men. Because he just already told her. By the way, he knew all about her. He knows all about us. He knew how many times she'd been married and knew she was living with one husband then. But you know what? She forgot all about that and she got to live in water. You know why I'm so glad about the Lord? Well, some people say, what's he doing there talking to a woman like that for? His disciples didn't know. They didn't care too much about it either. When they came back, aren't you glad? He'd say to them, he did in another place, go and sin no more. Yeah. Aren't you glad that he'd say and said to them another place, you without sin cast the first stone? How many stones was thrown? Zero. Ain't none of us can throw no stones. But you know what? I'm glad we got a loving Savior that loves. Hallelujah. Let me ask a question this morning before we close. Do you know the gift of God? Do you know it's a gift? You can have it for the asking. Thank God you can have it. Price has been paid. Debt's been settled. My sin's been laid on the sin of the Son, on the Son of God, my sins and your sins. He paid the price. Him that knew no sin became sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of God. He took my sin, took it to the cross of Calvary, God judged him for it, and he gave me his righteousness. Now, I don't know no deal like that, nowhere. That's good. Not because I'm saying it, but because the truth. That God, in his loving mercy, would do such that for me. Aren't you glad he did it? Then he'd say, you don't got to have no money to get it. You don't have to get good enough to get it, because that's impossible. But you just come, receive what I've done for you. Just ask and receive it. For the glory of God. Aren't you glad that he does? What's water do? Water refreshes and quenches the thirst. It preserves life. And you know what else it does? What do you usually do if you get dirty?
Wash
in water. Somebody probably don't remember drawing it up and putting it in tubs and letting it warm up a little, do you, outside? You do? Yeah. Telling you age, brother. But what does water do? Cleanses filth. Washes us. Amen. What does the living water do? Think about it now. Quenches the thirst. People's running to and fro trying to find something to satisfy, but they go in their own places and look in their own places. Water quenches the thirst. Amen. And it purifies. Sure does. And I'm going to tell you something about water physically. You got to have it to live. Tell you something spiritually. You got to have that living water to live. Amen. He said, I'm going to give it to you. Thank God for it. You can have it.
Yeah.
Would you stand with me for asking for it? Living water.
Yeah.
Washing of the water of the word. You can be, you can take a bath in the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Cleanse us.
Amen.
It sure will.
458 in the blue.